American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. New U.S. ships have arrived in the Middle East. As no Gaza ceasefire deal has been reached, Alex Hogan reports in Tel Aviv, Israel.
The USS Abraham Lincoln has arrived in the Middle East today. It will replace the USS Theodore Roosevelt carrier strike group as Washington reaffirms that it will defend Israel from Iran and Iranian proxies. Last night, President Biden held a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, stressing the urgency of accepting the current ceasefire proposal on the table. Senior officials and negotiators will meet in Cairo, Egypt this week. One major hurdle still in the way, the question of whether the IDF will remain at the Philadelphia Corridor. That's the 9-mile stretch of land between Gaza and Egypt. In Tel Aviv, Israel, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to address Democrats during night four of the DNC as she officially accepts their nomination for the White House. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise weighed in.
Kamala tonight, I have no doubt, is going to lay out every grievance that every middle class family has and say, I'm going to fix it all. The problem is she created a lot of those problems. The questions are going to start coming. You know, pretty soon the honeymoon ends, you leave Chicago, and you have to actually run a campaign and talk about real issues.
Former President Donald Trump campaigning in North Carolina yesterday and issuing a grim warning, saying that Vice President Harris is marching the U.S. to the brink of World War III. Jillian Turner has more from the State Department.
The Trump Vance ticket yesterday devoted this entire day on the trail to attacking VP Harris's foreign policy platform and touting their own. It is worth noting that a new Trump doctrine is emerging fairly clearly this cycle, and it is this: no more fighting in foreign wars. Now, the signature Trump issues from his first term remain in place, forcing Europeans to pay their NATO dues, competing with China on the global market, and using the proverbial stick with Iran. Also, ironclad support for Israel.
A fresh reading on the job market is still not revealing much change.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time rose by 4,000 last week to 232,000. The report suggests not much change in layoffs, and it was close to economists' predictions of 230,000. The number of those remaining on benefits stayed over 1.86 million. Though this week, the Labor Department revised job growth for the year ending in March down to 2.1 million from the initial estimates of nearly 3 million jobs. That indicates job gains for last year and early this year were weaker than first reported. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
More pro-life activists have been convicted of violating the FACE Act, this time in Michigan. Chris Woodward has more.
The FACE Act is from the 1990s and is also known as the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Those convicted include Chester Gallagher. He's being represented by Thomas More Society, where Steve Crampton is an attorney.
They certainly engaged in conduct that resulted in the obstruction of an entrance to an abortion facility. To that extent, within the four corners of the FACE Act, they likely violated it. The problem comes with, in our view, the continued constitutionality of the FACE Act after the reversal of Roe against Wade in the Dobbs decision 2 years ago.
Thomas More Society believes that FACE was enacted for the sole purpose of protecting abortion because, at the time of its passage, courts had created what Crampton calls the illusion of a so-called constitutional right to abortion.
But Dobbs made very clear that abortion is not and never was a constitutional right. Therefore, in our view, FACE is unconstitutional. This lawsuit never should have been filed. And the untold hundreds of thousands of dollars of resources and time wasted on pursuing gentle Christians for acts that took place 4 years ago were a tragedy and a travesty and a misuse of federal funds.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.